Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Governor Gordon slammed for pushing green energy during Harvard's speech. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. Governor Mark Gordon is facing criticism for his recent comments pledging to reduce the state's carbon emissions and saying there is an urgency to addressing the warming climate. According to Fox News, Gordon made the comments during a talk at the Harvard Kennedy School's Institute of Politics in Massachusetts on Monday, promoting the Decarbonizing the West initiative he has established in his role as chairman of the Western Governors Association. Governor Gordon remarked on Monday, "It is clear that we have a warming climate. It is clear that carbon dioxide is a major contributor to that challenge. There is an urgency to addressing this issue. Wyoming is the first that has said that we will be carbon negative." Gordon further pointed to carbon capture and sequestration, forest management, nuclear energy, and geothermal technology as solutions to addressing carbon emissions. Representative John Bair of Gillette, who chairs the Wyoming Freedom Caucus, blasted the governor, saying the state couldn't afford to give an inch to anti-fossil fuel interests. Bair noted that Wyoming is highly dependent on its fossil fuel industry, which is among the largest in the nation. Bair told Fox News Digital in an interview, "Frankly, I was embarrassed. I was embarrassed that someone who campaigned as a conservative is ready to close the coffin on coal, oil, and gas in his state. He has given in to the AOC and Al Gore hysteria that is, in fact, disputed science." According to federal data, Wyoming is the second largest net energy supplier in the nation, behind only Texas, producing nearly 12 times more energy than it consumes. Wyoming has been the top coal-producing state since 1986 and was the eighth largest crude oil-producing state in the nation in 2022. Overall, in 2022, 72% of Wyoming's electricity was supplied by coal-fired power plants. Another 3.6% was produced by natural gas, and 23.1% was produced by renewable energy sources like wind and solar power. Michael Perlman, spokesman for Governor Gordon, told Fox News, "To be clear, the governor was not advocating shutting off fossil fuels, and the urgency he speaks about is because of the raft of regulations targeting the fossil fuel industry. Governor Gordon has been committed to protecting Wyoming's core fossil fuel industries and tackling climate change since the beginning of his administration. He believes strongly that the United States can do both." Perlman went on to say, "Unlike the majority of people on both sides of the energy debate, Governor Gordon is bringing honesty to this conversation by thinking about pragmatic solutions that encompass both our fossil fuel portfolio and emerging energy technologies." He concluded by saying, "However you feel about this debate, there is consensus that the U.S. and the world will need more energy, not less. With Governor Gordon's leadership in the West, we will meet that demand." The first winter weather advisory of this season begins today. The National Weather Service has issued a winter weather advisory for northeast Wyoming, including Campbell, Crook, and Weston counties, beginning this morning and continuing until 3 a.m. on Friday morning. The chance of snow is 80%, with expected accumulations of 3 to 5 inches. The possible high temperature for the day is 22 degrees. Additionally, we can expect slippery road conditions across the area. Drivers are urged to slow down and use caution when driving. Tonight, there is a 30% chance of snow. Winds will be out of the northwest, moving 5 to 15 miles per hour, with gusts up to 23. The overnight low temperature is expected to be around 5 degrees. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.